do a roll call. James Wilkie is here.
Sue Schmaltz.
Lisa Homo.
Amy Gaston.
Patrick Fox.
Chris Charlie.
Darren Girdler.
Steve McMahon.
Todd Strohart.
Lindy Will Taylor.
Approval of the agenda. We have just one new business item, as well as I think the minutes from the last meetings, if they were ready, but they are not ready.
So they, well, you would have had them.
Got it. The only then agenda item for tonight is going to be the pavilion rental deposit. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Approval of the minutes. We are going to pass over because we do not have them. New business, pavilion rental deposit. My understanding, Linda, can you give a short presentation? Because people weren't necessarily all here at the last meeting. We are just talking about the $200 deposit that has been proposed by staff for pavilion rentals.
My name is Linda Yule Taylor. I'm Deputy Director of Navigation Services and Facilities for the City of University City. And staff is recommending that refundable, and excuse me, I got all this, a refundable security deposit, not security, damage deposit of $200 be placed on all picnic reservations. And this is hopefully to deter some issues we have had in the past, one of individuals parking on grass areas adjacent to the pavilion. I remember one Saturday, I was out, came by the pavilion here at the tennis courts. Someone had parked on the grass because, you know, the parking lot is just so far away. And it stormed, and it was a Ram truck. So when they left ruts in the ground. We were able to, and then the bad thing was, the individual who rented the pavilion, I rented it for James. So I wasn't even there, and the woman did end up, and she did like $600 worth of damage, and she did pay it. We had an incident this past summer where a gentleman came in, rented the pavilion, HEMA pavilion, family barbecue, 45 people. It turned out to be 1,000 people, a freaknik, where it was on social media. There were people everywhere. They were on top of pavilions. The police came out of the municipalities, had to come out to get all the people out of the park. And we just hope, we're hoping that this will somewhat deter some of those incidents.
Is there any discussion or questions for staff?
Yeah. The $200, is that similar to what other municipalities would charge for
what
a deposit?
What other municipalities, or what we charge, we charge a refundable damage deposit to rent this room, or to rent the community center.
How much are those?
I want to say the same.
Oh, okay.
They're about the same. Yeah,
if it was comparable to
we kept everything within the same ballpark. And again, if you don't stay over, if you don't damage anything, if you,
you get it back,
you'll get it right back.
Do you charge for the rental for the pavilion?
Yes.
What are those charges?
The pavilion rental, it's for a resident, it's $50. For a non-resident, it's $100. And it's an additional $10 if you like alcohol.
I thought alcohol was prohibited in the parks.
No.
The state.
They have
a
picnic permits.
Right.
Okay.
You're ready to pick the
bill. Somebody changed this to
another. Well, that's my, right, that's why it's, I thought that was the case. So, but there is.
You may have alcohol in the park, you cannot have glass bottles.
Right. But you, I think I probably thought that because you can't have alcohol at the pool.
No.
Yeah, no, and that's the only sign I've ever seen about it. That's why I thought it applied to all the parks, so that's my mistake. Yeah. So I will uncorrect that piece.
Do we think the $200 will really deter the two-catastrophe?
You know what? Probably not.
Yeah, I can't see it because $200 is kind of spit in the ocean for even fixing anything.
Right. But it's a start. I mean, you all want it hot, you're fine with me. But I'm just saying, put it this way. I take it this way. And I'll use the gentleman who just flat out lied this summer. You came in here and told us, we have the paperwork where you said it was a family barbecue, 45 people. And you literally turned around and put something on social media that it had nothing to do with your family or anything. So you just came in and just blatantly lied. We now have a statement that says, you know, if we find out that you are untrue, because the one thing is, and I always say I'm not the smartest person on the planet, but I wouldn't get on Facebook and do that. And you did it, and we found out late, but we found out. It was just like a gentleman rented the pavilion, said it was his birthday party.
His party.
Oh, we're going to have Black and Gold Picnic, Heeman Park, something to something, whatever, and it's on Facebook. And we got luckily we found it, and the police got involved, and it was Sergeant or Captain whatever McClain, and Leslie and I, and we called him, and we explained, and she explained, you've basically done a falsehood. You said you were having X, a family birthday party. You've now put something on Facebook, which it goes out to everybody. So anybody, I'm not doing anything, let me stop by. And she told them, you can do one or two things. You can cancel it now. This might have been 2 days before. We will return your money, and you need to remove it off of Facebook. Or if you have it, it will be shut down. And he opted to, and he did, and we didn't have any issues.
In all your years, how many incidences of that? You know,
The bad thing is that I'm not here on Saturday. And unless the police reach out to us, we don't know. So I have no idea. I know it has happened more frequently than in the past, I believe. Like I said, the gentleman, the people who rented the pavilion, they had a family, whatever. You just chose to park when it blatantly tells you you cannot park on the grounds. You blatantly parked big Ram truck, on the grounds, and it poured. So when you went to leave, it destroyed. It literally destroyed the grass. But that's totally different than, you know, what the other two guys did.
So the violator has to fess up Monday morning.
Well, the bad thing is that, so you rent it to your brother who lives in Ladue. You're not there. So your name is on everything. So we come after you.
You inspect Monday morning. I mean, the parks
guys go out. They either go the next day because they prepare for the group that might be there. If it's a Saturday for the group that's coming Sunday, they go check the restrooms, empty the trash, you know, do everything to prepare for you coming to do your picnic. So, yeah, they will immediately either call Mike Hornball or Todd or something and let them know, hey, there's damage. Now, in the case of the gentleman that was parked over here at the tennis pavilion, I want to say I called Chief Hampton because I have him in my phone and told him, hey, there are people, they're parked on the grounds, they're not supposed to be, and I want to say he did send an officer out. and told them that they would have to move. And then once they moved, the damage was seen. And like I said, the woman, she admitted I wasn't there. Because again, you the one signing saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But you don't tell your brother or make him a copy or whatever so that he knows what the do's and the don'ts are. So, which really is not my concern.
Any other questions about the deposit itself?
Well, I would just say it seems like it's at least somewhat of a deterrent, because if you're not going to take it seriously, you realize you're going to get this,
right.
You're going to lose it.
And possibly
money
more
to those people,
if you damage them.
Right, right.
Because
see,
if we'd have had it in place, we got the ladies 200, but we also had to pay full.
But I don't want to make it so high that people don't feel like they can use our parks
right.
for their little
yeah.
events, you know.
Well,
so.
But I think if you do, don't mess up.
Right. But
that's,
still, you have to fork that over. I mean, not everybody has, you know, if we made it 500 or whatever. Not everybody has that sitting around where they want to fork that over, and then if their stupid uncle
well,
damages something, then they're liable. That's what.
And then the other part of it is, like in the memo, we start taking picnic reservations the first working day in January. Well, your picnic might not be till July 6th. So.
I'm more concerned that folks often don't have the $200 in that method of payment. Like you've got to put, you don't. I was reading other sites today, which some of them will hold it. Like if I hand you a check, you'll hold it, deposit it Monday morning after the event. Or if I give you a credit card number, you'll ring it through Monday morning or not. And they mentioned that one place wouldn't even take credit cards or debits. They only wanted to take money orders or a check, and that's they hold them. And then on return, because folks don't always have $200 or, you know, in a credit card statement. So I was more concerned with the amount and having the $200 saying can be held. And then if there's damage, bingo, you shoot it through the system.
But I guess for me, the issue is with that, you know, is that sometimes there's, you have to deposit something by a certain time, or you don't have that card anymore.
Yeah, the deposit holds the reservation. When do you require payment? 30 days
no,
in advance?
No, you pay
up front.
You come,
okay.
Up front. And if something happens, we can always refund you, as opposed to you, you know, coming in. Oh, or it's one of those where, oh, we don't want it anymore.
I read it somewhere that it was suggested
yeah.
that it be debit credit card.
We're not doing anything with this.
Correct.
No.
The policy
so we're
itself,
just,
we, it's not on the agenda.
We're just talking the $200 deposit. So. Correct.
Correct.
I need to go unedit my edits.
Well, and I think she's
yes.
saying that.
That's fine, too.
The amount might not be a problem if people can pay certain ways, and it might be
for
a
sure.
problem if they can't.
And until we update the pavilion rules and regulations with some clarification on it, this would simply be us making a recommendation to City Council to authorize this deposit requirement. That's all that we're doing tonight. Do I have a motion to?
I have another question.
Oh, go ahead.
Do other communities do the 200? Are we standing?
I believe we researched. I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Yes,
some do it, some don't.
The city of Florissant does. I work for the city of Florissant. We implemented this last year. The dozen problems we had last year with what she is exactly saying, the issues. I mean, we had a car show that got on Facebook. They rented one pavilion. Holds 100 people. They took over the entire park. There were rumors that Nelly was going to show up because one of his cars might be in there. And there was literally 1,000 people that
wow.
showed up to this one. And then there was a couple others that were just out of control. We implemented $200. Everything that you are asking right now, it was the same things we were talking about a year and a half ago. I can tell you just from the perspective up in Florissant, it was fine. No issues.
Yeah.
No problem with the payment. People can come pay cash. People can come pay card. A couple of gripes of like, whoa, ooh, this is a decent amount. But all they cared about was, am I going to get this back afterwards? Uh-huh. And that's all they cared about. But the way we did it is you pay your deposit and your actual fee. Actually, for pavilions, no, it was all done at one time. So you pay it. It might be 8 months from now or whatever. So,
right. Yep.
So it's run through today. Even if your reservation's for 6 months out.
Yep.
So I'm paying my credit card bill for this $200.
You get it back.
It's 6 months.
Yes.
If you want to reserve it that early.
Because the bad thing is that if you don't, or if, like you say, you give us a number, well, credit cards expire all the time. So we holding on to a number, and, oh, I don't have that card anymore.
Well, and the last thing the city wants to do is
hold on to an actual
money order that's could go wrong in the wrong hands.
Right.
I work for the city of Bridgeton, and they did that where every deposit had to be paid by money order and or cashier's check, and it was the oddest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's because the city didn't want to front the cost for the credit card transactions, and so we held on to it. Inevitably, every single year, we'd misplace two or three of them. And so the city's on the hook for a few hundred dollars that we owe these people because we couldn't keep track of them. And I hated that that process of doing that.
Good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. The city accountants would lose their money.
Yeah.
Might as well pay the credit card.
Pay it. I can tell you to give you your money back. Be done.
Within 30 days after you leave the pavilion.
You might get it before then. Okay.
Different. Do you currently have deposit rentals for any of the rooms, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just implementing a $200 one for the pavilion. Yep.
It's just for another facility.
Yeah. And you haven't had any issues with
it.
And you didn't have any issues with payment issues with here or anything like that. Yeah.
No. Okay. And if nothing else, if you're legitimate and whatever, okay, it is what it is. I'm sorry we had to get to that point, but we're at that point.
It's anecdotal. We've only had a year, but it's helped us tremendously.
With that, do I have a motion to make a recommendation from the Parks Commission to City Council to approve the request for $200 deposit for the rental pavilions?
Refundable
damage deposit.
Refundable damage deposit.
Yes.
Do I have a motion for that?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Right, it passes unanimously, and that way, hopefully, we have given enough time to City Council to put on the next agenda.
I'm trying to drop that on the 11th.
Since we've all been looking
consent.
At this, should we put this on?
Probably go on consent.
Yeah, there's no discussion, really.
Because it seems like things
there might be a question or two.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be there, so.
Yeah, I mean,
if somebody.
Yes, I will.
I mean, somebody could just do what we did tonight, and if there is a question, somebody could say, I'm going to pull this off consent.
Well,
that's right.
So it'll
be
the
manager report.
Yeah.
The rest of the policies,
because
it wasn't.
You'll be
right, but I'm thinking,
right.
since we've
since
all been looking at
yeah.
this one recently, that should be the first one we
read. Yeah.
Yeah, not quite yet. I think the citizen or the commission comments, there has been a request to make sure that the pavilion rules and regulations is on the next meeting agenda in January, and that we can address some of the concerns that we've got about modifying it. So we'll make it'll make the rest of the rounds with other commission members having an opportunity to do some red line edits to it before that meeting.
And then what we'll do, the bad thing was, is that we needed what you guys did tonight, because you're not going to meet before.
Yeah.
Right.
But this, once you go through it, we can always make that a part of the packet, so that, because I'm a strong proponent, you have everything that you need to know before you do something. So you don't come back and say, well, I didn't know. Did you read page 5? Because it's on page 5.
Any other commission comments tonight before we adjourn?
The only thing I wanted to add was I did speak at City Council last week. There was an item on the consent agenda relating to putting surveillance cameras within the parks by the police department, and I had particularly strong feelings that anything having to do with the parks should possibly go through the Parks Commission. We talk about everything, lights, mulch, cars in the woods. And I just felt as though it was, though we were a bit overlooked in that case, and I don't quite understand why. It was then shared under the guise of it being public safety that they needed to act immediately, which that's a very convenient way of putting anything into a bucket where how dare we ask any questions about it, in my opinion. So that was just some of the what I shared during public forum and wanted to share it with you all. I just had particularly strong feelings about it personally. Just sharing that with you all.
Linda, go ahead.
Okay, question. Are they putting, because there are already cameras in the parks.
Correct.
So, I mean, are they upgrading them or putting some more?
Additional cameras. They're supposed to be adding additional cameras.
Additional ones. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's not as though there aren't some already there.
Correct.
Just like there are cameras in this room right now.
I've asked Mr. Girdler to put this on the agenda for January as well, and also to have a representative from the police department to come and discuss with us so that we have some opportunity for public comment and to ask some questions that I think they're asking about this particular procedure, because it does involve parks, and if it involves parks and it's a park procedure, it by ordinance or by the code has to come through this commission before it can go to city council. I think this was a misstep in the city to present the way that it was. But we'll have an opportunity, hopefully at the next meeting, to at least have some of the input that I think this commission should have.
And they did say they'd be willing to come, too, so it's...
Perfect.
Yeah. So we don't think it was a deliberative, it was just an oversight.
That would involve me giving you my subjective opinion about the police department of our fair city, which I will keep to myself.
Well, and they might have thought, because it's not, to me, that it's not, they're not new, that there are already cameras there.
Or they might have thought it's public safety. We control all of public safety. How dare anybody ask any questions about it ever of the police?
Yeah,
perhaps.
We'll have an opportunity in January to discuss this.
That's how you really feel.
Any other comments from the commission before we adjourn?
Yeah.
All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Always in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, everybody.
I will unredline the red line.
If I could get it, if somebody could send that to me, I have something.
No.
Yes.
Well, I can see.
Well, no, it will be redlined. I'm saying the stuff about the alcohol.
Oh, okay.
The stuff.
Okay.
About-